Hey gorgeous humans, it's your girl Riley Hart here, coming at you live with another dose of that good confidence glow. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing that elusive feeling of getting things done? You know, the one where you tick off that to-do list and actually feel a sense of accomplishment instead of drowning in a sea of unfinished tasks? Well, honey, today we're diving headfirst into the world of procrastination and fear. Those sneaky little saboteurs that love to keep us stuck in our comfort zones. Trust me, I've been there, done that, worn the, I'll get to it later, shirt way too many times. But here's the thing, we don't have to let them win. We are powerful women with goals and dreams, and it's time we start showing up for ourselves with the same fierce energy we bring to everything else. So, buckle up, babes, because today's episode is packed with juicy insights, real-life strategies, and a whole lot of motivation to kick those procrastination demons to the curb. First things first, let's break down 5 key takeaways that are going to be your golden tickets to conquering this challenge. Number 1. Recognizing those pesky patterns. We all have them, right? The, I'll do it later. Whispers, the sudden urge to clean the entire house instead of tackling that project, the endless scrolling through social media when you should be getting things done. The key here is awareness, noticing those triggers and understanding what's driving your procrastination. Once you know your enemy, honey, you can start developing a battle plan. Number 2. Baby steps, all day long. Don't try to take on the world in one giant leap. Instead, break down those big, scary tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Seriously, starting with just 15 minutes of focused work can be a game changer. Thirdly, celebrate those wins, no matter how small. Did you manage to write that first paragraph? Boom, celebrate. Finished that spreadsheet column? High five. Giving yourself credit for each step forward keeps you motivated and builds momentum. Now, on to number 4. Ditch the perfectionism. Remember, done is better than perfect. It's okay if it's not flawless, just get it out there and keep moving forward. And lastly, babe, remember to be kind to yourself. Procrastination isn't a character flaw, it's a common human experience. Don't beat yourself up over setbacks, instead, learn from them and keep practicing those new strategies. You got this. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been putting off writing that important email for weeks. She keeps telling herself, I'll do it later, but the deadline is looming closer every day. Her anxiety is through the roof, she's constantly checking her inbox, and the thought of actually writing the email feels like scaling Mount Everest. Sound familiar? Now, let's fast forward a few days. Sarah remembers our conversation today about breaking down tasks. She decides to start by simply jotting down the key points she wants to convey in the email. Boom, one step closer. Next, she schedules just 15 minutes on her calendar to write the first draft. Remember, done is better than perfect, so she doesn't worry about making it flawless, she just gets the words out there. By taking those small steps, Sarah manages to conquer her procrastination and send that email before the deadline. She feels a sense of accomplishment, a surge of confidence, and realizes that facing her fear head-on wasn't as daunting as she imagined. So, my lovely listeners, remember these key takeaways. Identify those procrastination patterns, break down big tasks into smaller chunks, celebrate your wins, embrace the done is better than perfect mantra, and be kind to yourself throughout this journey. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Just take it one step at a time, trust the process, and keep that confidence glow shining bright. And now for our call to action, go forth and slay those procrastination demons. Share this episode with a friend who might need a little extra motivation, leave us a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. Use the hashtag confidenceglow and let's create a supportive community where we can all uplift and inspire each other. Until next time, keep shining bright, my beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.